The Power Packs Geek Speak. Thanks to the Telstra Store, Mount Barker and Murray Bridge. With Adelaide's tech guy, Richard Pascoe.
With some massive announcements from Apple overnight, very excited to be joined by Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide tech guy. Good morning.
And good morning to you, Craig. Just a quick aside, just for Damon out there, we've been on top now for 25 weeks, so I just thought I'd point that out.
Yes, very good. What was it, three in a row now for the Crows? Are we doing okay?
Yeah. No, I think it's great to see them coming back. It's good, but yeah. Don't get carried away, people.
No. Just no wooden spoons.
No, that's good.
Absolute opposite end of technology, from wooden spoons to an incredible announcement from... Oh, would you call it an incredible announcement from Apple?
We didn't see the iPhone.
Yeah.
So the iPhone will be there in a few weeks' time as well, but we did see some interesting announcements. New iPad out there as well, twice as... probably 40% faster than the last one. You can buy that as of Friday as well. Hasn't changed in price, $499. The iPad Air has been redesigned as well. Looks a lot like the iPad Pro as well. That will be available in October. Far, far quicker than it was, what it was before, $899. The new Apple Watch Series 6, it's 20% quicker than the Series 5 one. It's got some new colours. I've just ordered the blue one as well, which I'll have in a couple of weeks. The interesting thing, though, Craig, it's got on it now a blood oxygen sensor.
I
think this is really interesting. So it does great on your heart rate. I was in hospital last week, so it was interesting to talk to them about all this sort of thing as well. But your blood oxygen level is an important measurement of your overall health and wellness. It helps you understand how well your body's absorbing oxygen and the amount of oxygen delivered to your body. It actually gets done through the back of the watch on your wrist and sees the blood flowing through there when you're working out.
It's not intrusive in any way. It doesn't take any blood. It just figures it out.
It just figures it out. It doesn't put needles in there or anything like that as well.
Yeah, right. So, amazing.
It takes about 15 seconds for it to run, but it will do it during the day as well. So that's really good. A bit brighter than the last one. It starts at $599. That's actually $50 less than last year.
Wow.
As well. So prices have come down.
That's
as well.
Good. That's good.
There is a lower cost version of the Apple Watch as well. The Apple Watch SE, it's got last year's designs, older internals. That starts at $429. You can order them now as well. But if you go along and order them now, just like I did this morning, it's about a 2-week wait. Big interesting thing was Apple Fitness Plus.
Yeah.
So this will have, I've got to say, a lot of gym owners won't like this at all.
Personal trainers. Is it really a threat, though?
Well, you put it up on there and you can work along with somebody on the TV, or you're on your Apple TV or your iPad. It's got workouts for yoga, cycling, dance, treadmill, strength, core fit, rowing. It's got cool downs on there as well. They will add new ones every week. Sounds like a gym, doesn't it?
Yeah, gym at home.
Yep. $14.99 a month or $119.99 a year. That'll launch later on. They're bundling all their services as well in a thing called Apple One. Which will save people money. So an individual plan, $19.95 a month, includes your iCloud storage, your Apple Music, Apple TV Plus and Apple Arcade. But I quite like the Premier plan because you can share it with five people.
Okay.
So you get together with some people and go along and do this. $39.95 a month. 2 terabytes of iCloud storage, which would be enough to go around for all the five people.
Yeah.
Apple Music, Apple TV Plus, Apple Arcade, Apple News Plus, and the Apple Fitness Plus as well.
Oh, that gets bundled in with it.
It gets bundled in with it for $40 a month. So that's going to be available later on. iOS 14, which is a new operating system for iPhones and iPads and your watch operating system, will be out tomorrow. Got to tell you, it's a big update.
Mm.
So it's about 4.5 gig. Clear some space. Yep. Make sure you've got enough room on your phones or your iPads tomorrow morning for that when it comes out, if you want to do it straight away.
Perfect. Wow, that's a lot to take in. So thanks for covering that all off in such detail. Let's quickly cover off on a couple of other things. Speaking of phones, won't have the 12 for another couple of weeks or so, but how often are we actually using phones? There's been a survey.
No, there has. 54% of people use their phones in the last 3 minutes before they go to sleep. Are you guilty, Craig?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
53% reach for their devices within the first 3 minutes of waking up. You guilty?
Yep. Yeah, guilty again.
Guilty as well. 3 out of 4 want to change their bedtime habit and reduce their social media use. I don't believe that at all. two in five said they believe the use of screen was negatively affecting their mental health. Well, that I believe as well. And 2 in 3 said screens had made them more sedentary. Go running with your phone, people. Good God. And, you know, half admitted their screen use was hindering their relationships. I was at a function last Saturday night, and the amount of people that have sat on their phones and didn't talk, talk to people, that's what it's all about when you go along and do it as well. We know, they said it's producing more bullying, which we understand as well, so...
And, of course, a lot of kids on TikTok, that's going
to... That TikTok warning is still there.
Yeah.
That video, they've been unable to take it down. So you, it's still currently, you've got to talk to your kids about this.
Yeah.
You really do.
And before we wrap this up, a bit of older technology maybe. Vinyl has outsold CDs for the first time since 1986.
This stunned me when I saw this. So, since 1986, so vinyl records account for 62% of physical music sales this year. Way over CDs, they generated $232 million in the first half of 2020. So we get a lot of people that like to go out and buy them. I've got to say, you know, bands before COVID were going along and you could buy vinyl at concerts along with CDs and tapes and things like that. But we've also got to say, as they pass CDs... it still doesn't account for much. Streaming media accounts for 85% of all music revenue and physical media, 7%, which is only slightly better than the 6% earned by digital downloads.
We're all
streaming it now, but we should be listening to the radio.
Well, yeah, exactly. Listen to us on the radio.
That's it.
Although I have been looking at my, I've been eyeing off my CD collection thinking I need to get that back out. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
Okay. You can get any song you want to on the net.
Yeah. Or I could listen to the old ones that I know and remember.
That's it.
Richard, thanks for your time this morning. We'll catch you again next week for Geek Speak. Thanks to the Telstra store, Mount Barker and Murray Bridge. And you can catch up with everything at adelaidetechguide.com.au. Thanks, Richard.
Thanks, Craig.